to hour number two on Election Day. I call it Selection Day. There's so much voter fraud with 1.8 million people that are dead voting. In fact, one woman got charged with voting twice for a dead person already. That's been picked up. I'm sure you can multiply that by many times. There's 2.8 million illegals that have driver's licenses in California alone that the abominator, the moron in chief in the White House, has recommended they vote anyway and try to call them citizens when they're not American citizens. This should be grounds to arrest that maniac in the White House. You know, although he's outgoing, let him outgo a lot faster. How's that? Let's just get the guy arrested and get him, you know, removed and impeached. We have Tex Mars here. And Tex, I'm sure you have some opinions. You live in the great state of Texas, and Texans are known to tolerate, have a lower threshold of tolerating foolishness than anybody else, probably not only in America but in the world. How do you see this election going? Because I'm in a state of continuous and expanding rage over the circus I see between the media trying to support the Hildebeest and the constant attacks against Trump, who's trying to bring America back to its constitutional roots and build it strong again and control our border. And I'm also confronting so-called American Christians that think it's okay to elect Hillary when she supports partial birth abortion when even abortionists wouldn't. 93% of abortionists in two first trimester wouldn't even support partial birth abortion, and it's outlawed in many states. I'm boggled. I don't know what people are doing. I think they have what's called cranial cephalic rectal insertion syndrome, which means they got their head up their butt. I just do not understand it. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's taken a long time for people to get this depraved and this evil. So I'm not
call it what it is, though, you know, I've confronted young people, including in my own family, that have said, you know, we want to support Hillary. I said, really? I said, I want to go through a checklist. And if you think I'm old and I'm infirmed and I'm, you know, an idiot, I'm just going to present you with the facts. As my time on Earth is considerably shorter than your time on Earth, unless we have a thermonuclear war, then we're all going to die really fast. But I said, you got to look at the facts here. If you look at the straight, ugly facts about the Hildebeest, I mean, they might want to have a woman president, but for God's sake, it's not this woman. This is a beast.
No, that's true. Well, you know, I remember some years ago, I was talking to my grandson. He's about 31 years old now. He was, well, let's say, at about 22, 23 at the time. And he said to me, Grandpa, when you were in, like, in school, high school and such, or college, did you cheat? I said, you cheat? He said, yeah, you know, like look at other people's paper or get somebody to give you the answers, or did you cheat? And I said, no, I didn't. And in fact, very few cheated.
Right.
You know, it was extremely rare when anyone would cheat
right.
on a test or something. And he said to me, he said, I've cheated before. And I said, you have? He said, yes. He said, where I go to school, and he was I think a freshman in college. He said, everybody cheats.
Oh my!
I said, well, that's a real problem, Dan. I said, isn't it? Because now he said, well, I don't know how it hurts. You know, it helps you get a better grade. I said, well, here's how it hurts, Dan. If you cheat now, you will cheat later. It'll come to you naturally. And when you get your car fixed, how do you know that it's only a that it's really a $400 repair fee? Why isn't it just a screw turned? Well, he said, I said, yeah, because they're going to cheat you. I said, when they fix your air conditioning at your house, why shouldn't the guy charge you, let's say, $600 and tell you it needs a new compressor? And he looked at me sort of puzzled. I said, well, of course he will, because he's used to cheating. You're teaching people to cheat. So they're going to cheat you when you go to buy a new car. You'll get cheated.
Right.
You'll get cheated on everything. I said, that's how you change your culture. You cheat. And
right.
I said,
fact,
so you don't
fact,
understand.
That's what happened in ancient Rome. People don't realize cultures don't decay because they're invaded by invaders most of the time. They decay, especially great cultures, from the inside out. And just like ancient Rome, America
right.
is decaying from the inside.
It really is. And, you know, we have a great number of cheaters, of liars, and just plain Satanists. I mean,
Look at this guy Farrell, the guy that made, you know, the Be Happy song. Remember the Happy song? He says, well, everybody lies and cheats. I mean, so, you know, you're just like Hillary. Go vote for her. If the women voted for her, we'd have a woman president. I'm thinking, you really want to have someone in the White House that you can't trust, that'll do anything for money and will sell us out? I mean, where's this guy come out saying, using his celebrity to get people to do something that's evil and decays the culture, makes nobody trust anybody? Oh, you go to see the dentist, instead of it being a $400 charge for something minor, it's a $4,000 charge because he can cheat, just like you said.
That's right. And, of course, you know, they tapped Trump with saying some dirty words 11 years ago.
On a hot mic in a trailer.
Hillary goes to on the concerts. Where they say the nigger word, the F-U-C-K word. I mean, they just they don't mind what they say, and they think that's okay. Or they'll see Miley Cyrus. She says,
"Oh yeah,
Hillary is a goddess." You know, I'm going to vote for her, and she's up there half naked, you know, showing her breast and all that. She's totally immoral. But you know, this is. And by the way, I see that Hillary was reconciled, as if they were split, with Huma Abedin today.
Yeah,
now that Comey, you know, exonerated her, let her off the hook on the emails scandal. Well, now, of course, Huma has come back. And everybody knows since Huma's been 19 years of age, as an intern, and that she's been Hillary's sex partner. They're lesbians, and you know, people, they know that, and they just sort of look at you, sort of like ha ha ha.
They're not just regular lesbians; they're also going to underage sex parties at the private island of this billionaire friend of theirs. So they're involved with underage sex, and also, this is not surprising. It's not just Anthony Weiner that's a weird sexual pervert. He's part of a perverted entire sex ring, including Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Huma Abedin, and others. I mean, look at Podesta doing this spirit cooking ceremony. When you actually look at what they did, oh my God. You read about it and you go, no. The head of her campaign is a Satanist doing a satanic ceremony, and they think this is okay? What the hell? Do people want to shove that in their face and say, well, Dr. Deagle, that's perfectly fine. It's okay. It's their right. No, it's not the freaking right. You can't have people like that running your government. You can't.
No, you really can't. And, you know, Dr. Bill, I don't think they're going to. Now, I may be wrong, but this last Friday, I posted my own radio program.
Right.
And I said that Trump wins.
He should win, and I think he's going to get the popular vote. I think he's going to get actually the swing states, but I think they're so damned evil, they're going to try to flip the voting machine. 16 states are run by Soros and the GEM software. There's so much illegal voter fraud going on. Look at these Project Veritas tapes. It's like, oh my God, paying people $1,500 to go and trash Trump's rallies. And we think it's okay. It's not okay. How come Hillary Clinton is not already indicted? Why didn't they impale a grand jury over a year ago? I mean, she shouldn't be running. It should be Bernie Sanders against Trump, and Trump would obviously win because Bernie identifies the issues, but he's got crazy ideas to solve the problem.
Well, you know, we're both Christians. You're a Christian. I'm a Christian. It seems that God is very, patient. He's very patient, very long-suffering, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
But I'm a Joshua Christian. There's an end to patience, and there's a start of judgment. And believe me, the judgment of the righteous is a lot more damaging, a lot more annihilating than the helter-skelter of the evil. We're systematic in our destruction. Believe me, the grace is just about over.
That's true. Yeah, God, that's right. He will see an end to that. And, you know, these people, I don't want to say that I pity them. I don't really pity them at all.
No.
But they are going to get their comeuppance.
I fear that it will be destroying the minds of young people, because young people, when I talk by and large to many young people, they either support Bernie Sanders and don't have a brain in their head, or they support Hillary Clinton and they don't understand they're supporting a level of evil that'll destroy the future. And I don't have a lot of respect for young people, to be honest with you. I really don't. Most of them don't have...
Well, that's true. You know,
they do not have a logical thought in their head. They say things that are obscene, like, hey, I support Hillary. I think she's got more experience. I'm thinking, like Trump says, it's all bad experience. If that's the kind of experience, like as a doctor, you'd kill all your patients. Okay? So
that's right.
Really, you know, like you look at the long list of dead people that have arrived, like right back from, you know, Arkansas. We call it Foster Side is one of the terms I use for Vince Foster. I mean, Cirque du Soleil couldn't do the acrobatics of that man when he died. Cirque du Soleil couldn't do the acrobatics that guy had to do before he croaked.
You know, it's interesting to me that Hillary's been around for 30, 40 years, and she's been pulling these kind of stunts. And she's been a Satanist all that time, of course. You know, I wrote the book Big Sister is Watching You. I think it was the very first book out that exposed her. I think it was back in 1993, I think the book came out.
Wow, so you're one of the first whistleblowers.
The fact that she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah, even back then, you know, I knew that she was a lesbian, and I reported it. Of course, they went wild, and the IRS was sent from Washington, D.C. to audit my books and all that back then. I survived all that, and I just kept it up and just went right on exposing her, and I still do today. But I really believe that, you know, the longer you're evil and the longer you get away with it, when you finally are caught, I look forward, and I could be wrong, but I look forward to her being in prison orange. She will be.
It may be the best thing for her, because as she's dying from Parkinson's and other problems, maybe she'll repent in prison and actually get saved. I would pray for that day.
Well, that's true. But most of these people don't. You know, they are so...
But remember how the genesis of Hillary existed. And I prayed about 3 years ago, and I said, God, I want you to give me a standing vision. I saw a little girl in a peacoat going to a dark house in New England where they did a snuff ceremony on a child over an obsidian altar. And they made her drink the blood and eat the flesh after they said prayers around the satanic altar with these goat's head staffs and their red capes on, just like the Eyes Wide Shut thing. Remember that movie?
Mm.
And they were saying the Lord's Prayer backwards in Latin. Okay? I'm very familiar with it. You know, the Black Friar Masons and all these maniacs that are satanic, trying to summon demonic entities. Most people think, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. You're supposed to be a doctor. You believe in satanic possession? Damn right I do. I've seen it. And it's not funny. It's just as bad as seeing a metastatic liver cancer. Only this is a soul cancer. And people don't believe it exists because they're morons. If they make a direct observation and see circumstances that can't be explained any other way, they still are in a state of denial. I mean, how can people be like that? That's part of the reason why people don't solve any problems, whether it's medical, metallurgical, geopolitical, space, whatever, because they don't have the brains God gave them to actually use logic to show that even Jesus said, you know, he went to the demoniac of the Gadareans and he cast out the demons into the pigs. The pigs committed suicide rather than being possessed.
That's right. So, they were very miserable, weren't they?
Right. Well,
very miserable.
And very miserable. And you know, the demons responded to Jesus. Usually he doesn't silence them. Who are you? We are legion, for we are many. I'm thinking, well, let me tell you, I saw Hillary Clinton, and I have second sight and second voice. And people say, you can't say that, Dr. Deagle. Yes, I can, actually. Because I died at birth in 8 and a half, okay, and I was sent back. And I can tell you, when I saw Hillary Clinton at Dakota Ridge High School, I didn't see a 5'4" pantsuited female. I saw a 16'8" Draco reptilian monstrosity, and it looked at me in terror because nobody else in the room could see it, but I could. And let me tell you, I held her hand. It was like touching the event horizon of evil, like, you know, a black hole that sucks everything in. That's how evil she is.
Yeah.
I have never met a person on the planet that's even remotely as evil as Hillary Clinton, And by the way, the genesis of this little girl is she was cursed by her parents and grandparents going back many generations, because the most evil and powerful thing you can do to gain demonic power is to curse your own seed, your own descendants. It's not mass murder. Mm-hmm. It's not even human sacrifice. It's to curse your own bloodline. That's what her parents did to her, and her grandparents and great-grandparents going back multiple generations. They have sacrificed the bloodline going back for hundreds and hundreds of generations, because her Rodham family are warlocks and witches. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't say that in this day. We already had the Salem witch trials. You know what? You're a freaking moron. And if you don't think this really exists in the 21st century, you don't believe the Bible. When they say the Antichrist is going to show up and he's going to work directly under Satan, you're an idiot and you're a liar if you say you're a Christian, if you don't believe those words that are central to the end times, which we're heading into really, really fast. And the benchmarks are showing up right now. Like we had the Shemitah year this last year, which has just ended. We're now the 120th Shemitah since the birth of Adam, which occurred, by the way, his birthday was Sukkot. Jesus' birthday was Sukkot. And the birth of the New World Order and the final 7 years is on Sukkot by rabbinic law. They can only start the sanctification of the Temple Mount on Sukkot, the Feast of David. That's it. And we're really close, because we're close to war, and when we are close to nuclear war and economic devastation and collapse, and we've got the Hildebeest. And her mentor, remember Rules for Radicals? You know, he prophesied before he died in 72 that she would be the one to introduce America to Luciferic control of our government. And literally, like,
you know,
Persephone,
that's interesting. He was such like, a powerful Satanist, but he loved Hillary, and he asked her to go on a national tour with him.
Right. And so, in fact, in 1972, before he died in 72, he belonged to the same coven in Los Angeles as she did. She'd fly up from Arkansas to that coven, and he prophesied that she's just like Persephone, the goddess of the spring, would be a deceiver and introduce America to Hades, the god of the underworld. He prophesied that as a Satanist before he died.
Well, I believe that Hillary, she controls, of course, Bill Clinton, and she always has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I saw the two of them, I saw him like a little puppy, and her with a satanic string around his throat. I didn't see her as a non-powerful lady. I saw her as a powerful demonic entity controlling the wetware, the flesh of a little girl given over by her satanic globalist overlords. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't say that. I say, you know what? I'm not like a normal person. I was sent back from the dead. I'm like an archangel sent to warn you before I leave. And as Robbie Burns says, this mortal coil, my days, weeks, and years are numbered. No, I don't know when things start, but I know once things start, I know right down to the day and the hour of the day of my death. Okay? That's a fact. And I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid of evil. And I'm not afraid of being embarrassed or being spat on or being treated by my colleagues or my friends or relatives by garbage, because I'm like the ancient prophets. I'm a prophet of this day, but my ministry doesn't even start till the first day of Sukkot. And when that happens, they will no longer be spitting at me. They will be beggingly, like it says in the prophets of the time of the end. They will be grabbing my tzitzit, the prayer shawl, and the tassels, and begging me to tell them what's next, because it's going to get that hellish. I mean, people don't understand this, do they? You wrote one of the first books about the mark of the beast, right? About the mark. There's not a person who's ever had breath or a pulse that knows more technical and spiritual details of the mark than I do. You were a super genius, way ahead of your time. But I can tell you, I could literally write an encyclopedia about the technical details of about the mark, because God had my daytimer. He arranged for me to actually work at U.S. Space Command at Schriever Air Force Base to take care of employees. That's the central node. And I can tell you all the exquisite or horrifying details of what they're doing through Facebook and Twitter and the NSA and all these other things, and promise software and multiplexing signals and fiber optic cables and the tunnels, the shafts of these high-speed underground tunnels. You wouldn't believe what I know. You really would not believe it. But I know everything. Not just some of it. All of it. Right down to the manufacturing facilities for the parts. Everything.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Of your ignorance, if you're listening to the show, if you're still listening, if you were, gutless enough to turn the radio off because you couldn't stand my ranting, you're going to suffer before you face the tribulation. And you may be one of those ones that we call the Laodicean Christians that won't see it coming until they line you up to behead you, as it says at the time of the end. How many, O Lord, shall we be below the altar before the judgment of those evil ones have done this to us? And people think, that's not going to happen. We're not going to have the tribulation. You're an idiot, and you're going to suffer first before you die. And you're not just going to die a vile physical death. You're going to die annihilation if you're separated from the will and the desires and the heart of the Most High God. And let me tell you, a lot of people are going to call themselves Christians, but unfortunately, when they're rapping on the door, which they think is heaven, their knuckles will be on fire. It's not going to be pleasant. And I'm here to save souls by telling them the truth, because I personally don't believe that the church is giving the gospel to the people. I personally don't believe that the churches are of any use whatsoever most of the time. I personally don't think people realize the spiritual darkness and the power of darkness fighting us, like Ephesians says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. When we look at Hillary Clinton and Podesta's talking about this spirit cooking ceremony they did, that came out in WikiLeaks, they're not denying any of this crap. If anything, they're behind the scenes snickering at us thinking, you dumb Americans, your son's going to vote for Hillary. You dumb Americans. You're going to vote for the dissolution of your nation. You're going to vote so when your wife goes to the Mall of the Americas, she's going to die of a radiological or a nail bomb. Because we're going to blow her up, and then we're going to declare martial law, and then we're going to come for your guns, and if you resist us, we'll send special troops from foreign nations in with Bearcats and advanced weapons to knock you down, take your guns, zip tie you, and put you in civil detention camp, and if you commit anything that we don't like, we'll just execute your ass. And people say, no, Dr.
Well,
Deagle, they're not going to do that.
The FBI agents who looked at this 650,000 emails that Weiner and Abedin had on their home computer, they actually said that it frightened them, and they said that Hillary Clinton, she personified, they use that word, personified the Antichrist. Now, what would make seasoned, hardcore FBI veterans say that Hillary personified the Antichrist?
Well,
I mean, you know,
they weren't aware of the ancient mystery schools of Persephone and Hades, and the description of both the origins of spring and the seasons.
Oh yes. But Haiti is one of the most wicked places on earth.
Right, but Haiti is a consort of Persephone, the whore goddess of that's called the whore of Babylon, and in fact.
Absolutely. And so
that's what Hillary is. She's the whore of Babylon, and they've turned America into a total Babylonish empire where I literally confront young people, and they've told me, well, we're for Hillary. I'm thinking, are you crazy? Do you really understand the consequence of what's going to happen? I mean, may not be here 5 or 10 years from now, but your ass is going to be here, and you're going to suffer through this bitch.
Let me tell you. If she wins, of course they've rigged the vote. Now I don't know how much they've rigged it.
Well, they rigged it enough to try to swing this. They rigged it enough to financially to throw it in her way. One of the biggest rigs is simply to have this moron, this clown from the FBI, try to say he's resurrecting this thing as if it was real when he really didn't have any evidence. And if he did have evidence, he spent less than a second with just a metadata scan for keywords, which isn't a proper read of these emails. I mean,
it's not at all.
They also didn't talk about side things like maybe they need to charge it with pedophilia for underage sex rings, which they're involved with, which also, by the way, FBI officers came out from Manhattan. This is not over, by the way. Rogue FBI agents are investigating the Clinton Foundation, pay for play, and multiple other issues. This is, if she damn well gets in, there's going to be a hot pit for revolution. This is not going to be a pleasant transfer like that moron Chris Wallace keeps on harping on the idea. It's a historical fact. We have a smooth transition. Smooth transmission, my ass. Ain't going to happen there, Chris. You need to get with the program. This is a revolutionary day. This is a day when the revolution starts either with Trump or without Trump. If Trump is in there, the revolution will be cleaning out Washington, D.C. It's not just emptying the swamp. It's power washing the latrine in D.C. This is not just emptying the swamp of water. This is power washing the latrine with high-speed, radioactive, killing stuff to kill off the corruption that's going on with foreign governments controlling our intelligence and everything. How many people in the field died? We know one Iranian scientist giving the evidence was executed in August because of Hillary. Nobody talks about that, do they?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You know, while I was waiting here, I just got an email from one of our great listeners. And she, this is an interesting statement from her iPad. And she puts up a link for angrypatriotmovement.com/Trump-fans-issue-urgent-warning. And I'll post up the link here. It says, "Hi, Dr. Bill. If you have not seen this ad for Trump, it is out of the park. Enjoy. I listen to you every day now as you and I become intolerant to Christians who support Hildebeest. They are lukewarm believers who are deceived as they will be with the Antichrist. Never understood how people could follow the Antichrist, but I sure can now. Need to talk with you later. Give a big hug and kiss to Michelle for me. Much love in Christ." And, you know, there's people that get it. They're what I call they're not the Laodicean Christians, lukewarm. They'll be spewed out of the mouth of the Lord when the time of the end comes. There are You know, the kind of Christians you want is your brothers and sisters that are going to be there with you, that are the shining glory, the actual, the bride of Jesus. In fact, until the bride shows up, there's not going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And people need to understand that. That bride is going to show up just as the tribulation starts. The sealing of the 144,000 starts with the birth pangs, which you're in now as of last September, and it's that process is complete on the first day of the tribulation. And that 144,000 evangelizes the world because God gives grace. He doesn't want people, even Laodicean Christians, to die. But there's a lot of knuckleheads out there that think they know better than us, and they damn well don't. And it's disgusting to think that they think Hillary is a reasonable option when she's introducing us to a level of evil that will destroy America, destroy the family, destroy our republic, and destroy the world, and kill most of the people on it. It's really, really disgusting, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I read where Donna Brazile, the former campaign manager, she's still with Hillary, of course. She hasn't been fired. She's still with her.
Oh, yeah.
But she was on Megyn Kelly, and, of course, she gave the questions for the interviews. You know, she snuck them to Hillary. And she's proud of what she did.
Yeah.
It's interesting that she says, I'm proud of what I did. I don't have any, bad conscience at all. And then she told Hillary, I'm a persecuted woman. I'm a Christian. I'm being persecuted. Why was she being persecuted? Because she stole these debate questions and gave them to Hillary. Well, she didn't really steal them. She was giving them. Crooked, though. It was still crooked. But here she is a big, let me just say this right away. She is a big lesbian. Everybody knows she's a lesbian.
Right.
And she admits she's a lesbian, and she says, I'm a Christian woman. I'm being persecuted because she cheats. Well, this obviously, I mean, how can you be a Christian and a lesbian in the first place? How can you be a cheater and proud of it? This is exactly what we have today.
This is the twisted logic of Persephone as a other the whore of Babylon that's trying to tell us, I care for you. I care for the people that vote for me and then don't vote for me. I want to serve all Americans. How about we're deplorables? How about we are irredeemables? How about that, Hillary? You don't give a rat's behind about us or America. And certainly when you already say privately you can't vet all these terrorists, but let them in anyway, because if they have a nail bomb or radiological bomb or slice throats in the rail, in the train or in an airport, who cares? We need some dead Americans so we can have martial law, so we can be the real dictator. I want to have the full force of big sis controlling your butt. That's what's going to happen. And if you don't think we're going to have martial law, if she gets in, you don't think in the next 4 years we're going to have martial law in America? Let me tell you, I got a train to the moon that I can sell you. It's crazy. It's crazy that people believe this crap. And they get arrogant and right in your face, like, well, you shake your head like I've seen this guy, one of the guys on Fox that I particularly do not like. And he shakes his head as like, he's like, because I'm good looking and I'm shaking my head and I'm in a rage and my face is red, you got to believe me. And if you don't, I want to punch you. It's like, no, you need to shut up. We don't want to hear you. You're an idiot and you're not going to force us to watch.
Well, Fox is a very strange network.
Strange beast. Yeah, well, Megyn Kelly is an idiot.
Yeah,
she's another idiot. The only one that's good, they're really good there, is Hannity. O'Reilly's back and forth. He's kind of like, blech. And then the only ones on the weekend that are really good are Maria Bartiromo and Judge Pirro during the week. She's awesome. So those two women and Hannity,
the rest of them I don't have
much use for. They're all trying to look free, you know, like fair and balanced BS that they try to say. Fair and balanced my ass.
Yeah. Well, they're not fair and balanced at all. But
Hannity's awesome.
I'm
Judge Pirro and Maria Bartiromo. That's it. The rest of them are, and all the other networks go to hell. And by the way, any products marketed on those networks, don't buy the damn stuff. That would be my best ways. Walk with your pocketbook.
There you go. Well, here's what I want to emphasize to your audience: that Donald Trump has already won. Imagine this guy starts off his campaign by saying, I'm going to build a wall.
Right.
And everybody said, well, you're crazy. You can't build a wall. The former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, said, we're not going to let you build that effing wall.
Well,
that's the kind of language he used.
Hillary Clinton voted for it in 2005. It was during the George Bush administration. It was passed even before Obama started. He didn't build a damn wall. Well, he wants to build a wall that uses the technical parts. We need a technical cybernetic wall. He wants a wall that works when you don't want to put a wall up so you can get to the Rio Grande River. He wants a wall that actually works to prevent people from dying, coming across the desert and dying with their little kids. He wants a wall set up so legal immigrants get in here quickly from Mexico or elsewhere, and illegal ones, especially MS-13, don't get their ass across the border. You know,
Think of it, Dr. Bill. I mean, the American people, and I remember O'Reilly, the O'Reilly factor, having Donald Trump on and making fun of him. You're not really going to build a wall. You can't do that. You know, how are you going to get Mexico to pay for it? You're not going to do that. And Trump just looked at him and said, yeah, I'm going to build a wall, period. Well, that sort of shocked everybody. And then, you know, the guy makes these other statements.
O'Reilly is an arrogant SOB writing all these books, think he's a big movie writer and so on. He's an idiot.
Okay. Well, he doesn't write them himself, you know. He has a ghostwriter. They're all ghostwriters.
Yeah, I know. And the problem is O'Reilly is the kind of character whose ego is bigger than his IQ. How's that?
Well, I think you might be right. Yeah. Well, the point is that Trump, he has said things. For example, exposing the media.
Right.
Now the American people, many of them didn't know this before. Now they're absolutely confirmed.
What I heard is that the last month, the media commercials, where commercials are being bought to go on large media like MSNBC and CNN, they're going away.
Uh-huh.
So it's even before the election.
There you go. Well,
they're losing their power of all these giant commercials because they know people are walking and say, I'm not watching this media crap. And I'm not going to listen to commercials to push this, that product, because your network is...
Well, there you go. And who reads the New York Times and the Washington Post? Nobody even reads those brags anymore. And, of course...
Well, they're good for lining the kitty litter. They're good for lining the kitty litter box or for the...
That's
the,
right.
The
Trump has killed these media exposure type of journals, these rags, these yellow rag journals.
Right.
He's killed them. He's killed the Washington Post. He's killed the New York Times. He has done more for America already as a candidate than he couldn't do much more as president. I mean,
I think even if he loses, I guarantee you, here's what's going to happen. Number one, it'll be either he coming back or Pence or one of his kids like Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump coming up and running for president. I guarantee you that the movement's going to continue even if he died tomorrow. I guarantee you now that people have seen a vision of what they could have, it doesn't matter whether or not he wins or not. Hillary is just
like Richard Nixon. Yeah.
In his second term, he was already under investigation and he was impeached a year and a half later. The hill to beast is going down. She's like one of these what's called rogue elephants, you know. I remember talking to people who used to shoot elephants in these areas where rogue elephants many years ago, 40, 50 years ago. And you'd shoot the elephant, and it would run five to seven miles from the river before
the
it would face plant. And so the face planting's going to happen. So she might become so-called pseudo-president for so many months until either Parkinson's disease kills her from aspiration to pneumonitis, or... She dies from some other complication, but she's damn well going to be impeached. Within a year and a half, she will be impeached. And the midterm elections, by the way, will swing the House and Senate even stronger in favor of the Republicans. And if Tim Kaine is there, I call him cocaine because he's, you know, when you can hear this idiot.
Isn't he an idiot?
He interrupted 72 times. This guy's on something. He's not normal.
I understand he had 31 people come to hear him speak one day, and then just the other day he had four people show up. The guys, he just can't even get a crowd. And of course Hillary has to bring all these celebrities who are really dumb, stupid people themselves.
Yeah.
You know, we can name them, they have volunteered and said they will leave America if Trump is elected. Now,
I'm telling them, let me help them pack. You know, when I hear this, Stephanopoulos saying, he and his wife want
to
leave, like, damn it, you know what? If you want to go to some place which I am real familiar with, which is a very disgusting country, it's Canada.
But you know they're lying.
Canada,
they're
listen,
lying
I was raised there. My father's from Canada, my mother's from North Dakota. And let me tell you, I raised the first half of my life. When I went back there for 4 years, during the time before my mom died, I had a radio show on CTV while I had my show over at Genesis Network. And they threatened multiple times to have me arrested by the RCMP, have the CRTC shut down the radio network. And let me tell you, I came back so vicious to them, they're terrified to even walk into the studio. So what they did is just shut down the whole show, fired my co-host, and we had a show across the country. And we were real popular because we were touching stuff that nobody else in Canada had the balls to touch on, but Dr. Deagle did. And let me tell you, we had a lot of people say, damn it. You're talking about stuff that we are not allowed to talk about here in Canada because we're so damn polite and politically correct. Now I heard the latest news is this idiot, Justin Trudeau, is another jackass. He's actually going to bring like 400,000 Muslims like in the next year. Let me tell you, it's going to be a disgusting place to live in Canada. You go to any large city now, and I talked to one of my friends in Edmonton just yesterday. He said if you go to Toronto or some other city in Ontario or even Edmonton, you think, where the hell am I? Am I in Bangladesh or, you know, India? Where the hell am I? It's ridiculous. And they kill so many babies with abortion there. When they threatened to kill my daughter, I got harassed by the geneticist and the radiologist so much I had to counter-threaten them like I was the mafia. I had to actually say, hey, guess what? You call me one more damn time, doctor, and you're not going to ever call anybody else again, bud. I said, you need to get down on your knees and pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because he was a Jew. I said, yeah. Yeah, okay, we got Jim Fetzer. Jim, make some comments on what you see happening today. What's going on?
The media continues. I just watched an interview of Rudy Giuliani by Katie Kerr, who is a reporter for MSNBC.
Right.
And she was trying to make out that Trump supporters were bad people. And Rudy was observing that, in fact, the Clinton campaign and the DNC had been sending agents provocateurs into the Donald Trump rallies to foment
right.
violence, that these were paid individuals.
Right.
And she denied it. She said that's unsubstantiated, which is ridiculous. Veritas videos of undercover
videos.
Well,
you can look at your damn self, you know. Why don't we just shut her down and just, you know, press the mute button when she starts talking? Why don't we do that? Why don't we have coming in there, we press the mute button and say, Carrie, shut the hell up.
What I'm doing is documenting, you know, the despicable conduct of the media, which has been so one-sided, so totally biased, it's completely offensive, lost its way. It's as though she forgot.
They don't care. They don't even try to lie where it even looks plausible anymore. They don't show enough respect to even lie so it's believable, and then they shove it in our face and say, now, if you don't believe it, we're just telling you the truth, and you better believe it or else. I'm thinking, what? What? You got to be kidding. You don't even make a good lie, so it even would be half-baked, believable, even by a moron.
It's as though she forgot that the DNC sabotaged Bernie Sanders' campaign, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced to resign from her chair because of it, and that
right.
Hillary has been doing the same to Trump. I mean, this is completely disgusting. Among other recent developments I found highly troubling, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has pardoned 60,000 felons just in time for them to register and vote.
He used one of those electronic rapid signing pens, didn't he, to sign 60,000 pardons.
He's a despicable guy who gave $500,000 to the wife of the deputy FBI director who
right.
was investigating Hillary's.
Yeah.
For her to run for a state position, an obvious bribe. But, you know, even exceeding that is that Barack Obama has gone on television with a Latino reporter who raised the question about whether if Latinos went to vote, they would have their credentials scrutinized because a lot of them were not there legally. And Obama
right.
went on to say, no, there's the sanctity of the polling booth. You're a citizen when you vote. And that there's going to be no review of your records, thereby, you know, enabling or encouraging millions of Latinos to vote, even though they're not citizens. I mean, a better example of betraying the United States and the Constitution is difficult to imagine.
Could you understand why some of the Secret Service didn't go over and just zip-tie that president while he's being interviewed and arrest him, do a citizen's arrest on the spot? What the hell's going on? Why is there one rule for us, and now these guys consider themselves royalty? They can do anything they want. I mean, it would be like the court in England, where if you don't like the jokes of the court jester, you take your sword out and stab him right there in the court. This is the kind of crap that we got rid of 500 years ago. Why are we putting up with it today? Huh?
Well, it's a great question.
I don't understand it. I mean, thinking, you've got to be kidding. Really, I mean, why is this guy not, and people say, well, you can't impeach him. How about just arrest him? He shouldn't be allowed to say that kind of stuff. How many millions of false votes are going to be out there? 1.8, one woman got caught, already is charged already with voting twice for a dead person. I saw that in the news on Drudge this morning. 1.8 million dead people still in the voter rolls, 2.8 million voting in more than one state. And now we have 2.8 million here in California that are illegals that are now encouraged by Obama on this video. Hey, go down to the vote, man. Will you vote for the Hildebeest?
And of course, Jerry Brown signed a motor voter law that sounded perfect. When you get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote, except that in California, illegal aliens can obtain driver's licenses. So there again, they're suborning corruption and violating laws pertaining to who has the right to vote and who does not. We have a Department of Justice whistleblower who's reported as many as 4 million dead or ineligible or found on the voting list today.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter if you're in the realm of Hades, you can still vote. Isn't that something else? As long as you vote for the Hildebeest, the Whore of Babylon, you're cool. How's that?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there
And welcome back. So we have Tex. I would like you to make some comments on what you see going on here now. And by the way, both the gentlemen are invited if you want to come over to Hour 3. We're going to have Jonathan Gray coming on in New Zealand. And he's got some evidence he thinks that there's some Jesuit influence of Donald Trump. I'm highly skeptical, and I made the statement with Leo Lyons Agami. Before I went to medical school, I joined Phi Rho Sigma because I was told it would help me further my career. I found zero evidence that Phi Rho Sigma or any other medical fraternity was involved with satanic ceremonies or anything evil. The founding fathers, although they were Christians, many of them were Puritans, were also members of secret orders. And in fact, the Constitution, which we revere, that was based on Christians and Judeo-Christian principles, was founded by Masons. These are not bad ones. So if you say that all secret orders are evil, you're just not informed. So I want people to understand that just because Donald Trump went to the Alfred E. Smith dinner and traded jokes with the literally card-carrying witch, Hillary Clinton, doesn't mean he is an evil person or he has any intentions to turn America into a satanic empire. So I find it offensive for people to make blanket statements not based on evidence when they don't know the facts.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, of course, we're getting some early indications that Donald may do very, very well today. I mean,
I'm really hopeful. From what I heard, the early things from the midnight voting last night that occurred, I think, was it up in Vermont, was it?
New Hampshire, the first three communities. Preferred Trump by 32 to 25. Yeah. More significantly, or extended polls across Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, and Georgia, where in Pennsylvania he's leading 48 to 46, Florida 49 to 46, Michigan 48 to 46, Georgia 51 to 45. I believe if he wins those states, for example, by those kinds of margins, we may well be in for a landslide for the Donald.
Yeah, and if those numbers hold, he's got it. He's got it in a lock. Now, you can be guaranteed, and this is what I want to hear from both you gentlemen, what is the response of the globalists and George Soros, who support hundreds of millions in the globalist media? In fact, a lot of people in Silicon Valley and Hollywood, I call Hollywood, and the globalists behind them, all these celebrities, what response are we going to get from them in the world economy, the war stage, everything? Because I think they're going to try to cause, as masters of chaos, lots of really bad things to happen to stymie his cleaning out of the latrines and literally emptying the swamp of Washington, D.C. It's going to be ugly. So I don't think he's going to have an easy ride here. If he does win, it's going to get very, very nasty, isn't it?
Well, you want me or text?
You go right ahead, yeah. We're on break now, but we'll be back in just a moment. Jonathan Gray's calling me rather than calling you at the studio there.
Listen, you got your hands full, Bill. I'll rejoin you another time. You're doing
call
great.
Back in the third hour if you have time. Otherwise, maybe we'll do a video, if not to say tomorrow, as an autopsy of what happened. Hopefully it's a good autopsy and Donald is now President Trump. How's that? God help the dark side if he doesn't get in, because we're going to go crazy. They want to see a really angry crowd and a pitchfork revolution, damn it. They better make sure that Trump becomes president. Don't steal this damned election, because we're not going away like Chris Wallace says. We're not going to slump into the midnight. Ain't going to happen.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.